Hassan said Tuesday the state also stands ready to work with local, regional, and federal partners to assist displaced workers and to ensure that the closing protects the health and safety of New Hampshire residents. Hassan says such a change in the energy landscape underscores the need to pursue modern and long-term strategies to address energy needs. According to Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin, 40% of the plant employees are from Vermont. The remainder live in New Hampshire and Massachusetts. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.